Let's think back just a little bit. Perhaps when you were at school, you had an idea you wanted to go to university or to get a job. Well, kids still think about that today as well, but how easy or how difficult is that if the children are visually impaired? Well, the Thomas Pocklington Trust has been looking at that very topic and carrying out some research. I suppose you could call it a transition into adulthood. We have with us Tara Chataway to tell us more about the work.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Tara, this is an important piece of work looking at, I suppose, children's aspirations. Presumably that's quite a big piece of research.
Yes, this is a huge piece of research that's actually been carried out by the University of Birmingham. And it was initially funded by RNIB, then the Nuffield Trust, and now it's been funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust. So this is into its third stage. So it's followed children from the age of 11 to 15, and these young people are now 22 to 24, maybe 25 years old. So it's a long study. So the young people selected all have a vision impairment, and they all had aspirations or a pathway in mind of what they wanted to do when they got into adulthood, so into employment. And what this research is looking at is the latest snapshot of where these young people are. So some are in employment, some are at university, and some are in neither in training or employment. So it's what we call NEET, so neither in employment, education or training.
I'm assuming because visual impairment is a factor here that some of these pathways were perhaps not as easy as they first thought.
Yeah, so what this research has shown is it's shown that just over a fifth, just over 20% of these young people are either not in education, employment or training or long-term unpaid voluntary work. And what's interesting is some of these groups of young people who were in NEET beforehand have gone into to work, and others have moved in to become NEET. So what we've found really is that this group of young people really face challenges with their daily progression into trying to get into employment. So a number of them just don't feel ready for work, or they're not actively seeking for work. Instead, they're doing voluntary work. And for some of them, they are at university and then they've left university. And after a year, they haven't been able to find work. So they've gone back into training. So what we're finding is there's a number of different barriers that have been in place and difficulties that these young people are having to overcome to be able to get into employment.
We often talk about obstacles to employment, Tara, in terms of perhaps employers not understanding sight loss. They don't know what help and support is out there in terms of access to work to help someone with a visual impairment into employment. But were some of these obstacles within education as well?
Yeah, so what's really interesting is that some of these young people are employed in short-term, unsecure roles, which we know that many of their peers are as well. But what makes that difficult if you've had a vision impairment is it becomes more difficult to be able to get access to work. And if you think about all the things that you have to think about to start a new job, how are you going to get there? Sometimes you have to move away from home for new job opportunities. And if you have a vision impairment, everything becomes more difficult in being able to do that. So your transport to get to work, making sure there's the right equipment in work to be able to support you to do that, mobility training so you can move from work into getting into shops, finding accommodation, all of these things that some people have found difficult. But also, if you're in university and you are studying, you have access to all of this information. If you have a vision impairment, everything becomes that little bit more difficult and takes a bit longer. So how to get the materials in the right format for you can take a longer time. And it might be that you get a journal article and then you realise that it's just not relevant, as we all know that can happen at university. So everything takes longer. But also when you're at university, if you think about all of the other things that happen to make you ready for work in terms of joining in with different activities, work experience, and in that last year of in education as well, at university, when you're studying really hard for your finals, that's when many students are also applying for different work experiences and work placements. But what we found is a number of these students in part of this study were just staying for their final year they just had to focus on the study. So actually, that put them a year behind. So some of these students for a three-year course were taking anything from an extra 1 to 2 years to complete their course because of all of the extra things that you have to do. They have to repeat years because the course just wasn't accessible. And also then, because they're not in that position to be able to apply for graduate schemes, that puts them another year behind their peers. So some students are left anything from 1 to 3 years behind their peers to then be able to get into the workplace. What we're finding from this study is that it's taking longer. It's not the end of this study. We'll be reporting on the most recent findings next year, so we'll be able to look at this in a little bit more detail to understand better. And what we think that this research is showing is actually there's some really important recommendations for policy, for government, for universities and for schools to think about when supporting students with a vision impairment. So it could be about making sure the careers advice is there, that materials and information is actually made accessible when students need it, that the right information is there. If a young person is ready to work, that you've got social care in terms of rehabilitation and mobility skills in place, that they know what support and access of work is there. So it's just about making sure mechanisms are in place so that young people with vision impairment are on the same footing as their peers.
If we were to look at students in high school looking to take that next step, independent living skills are quite a big factor here. We hear about funds to councils and so on being cut. Charities are finding it tougher now. So is it perhaps getting harder for them to find organisations and so on that will help them with those skills? You mentioned things like independent mobility, looking after yourself even.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Thomas Pocklington Trust, we are hoping over the coming months to look a little bit more into detail into some of these things. But absolutely, when students start secondary school, then there should be support in place to make sure that student has the right educational support, but also that they've got the independence and mobility skills in place so that when they finish secondary school, they feel confident enough to then be able to go on to college or apprenticeships, etc., feeling confident that they have the skill set to be able to do that. Because a lot of these young people have actually had to overcome so many barriers. They're actually very resilient people who have got a lot to offer to employment and to employers.
You took the words right out of my mouth there, Tara. I was going to say resilience. So that's something which a lot of these students have to show, and it sounds like have shown as well to get to where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why with this research, Thomas Pocklington Trust will be working with the University of Birmingham to make sure that we have some really strong recommendations for government and employers and education and universities to be able to take forward as this research continues into this next year.
When do you think the research will conclude and you can actually look at the findings completely in order to perhaps produce the steps forward, if you like?
The funding for this research will be ending in 2019. So in 2019, we'll be able to report on the most up-to-date findings from the surveys because the University in Birmingham is still in touch with these students, so we'll be able to report.
If people would like to learn more about that, perhaps look at some of the work so far and the findings and so on, is there a way they can do that?
Just email me at tara@pocklington-trust.org.uk. But you can also go to our website, which is pocklington-trust.org.uk/CYP. There should be a link to the research on our front page as well.
It would be great to follow up on this, Tara, and to look at the findings when the research is complete. But for the moment, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.